This has been a banner year for advocates of pre-K programs. Across the U.S., states have committed an additional $4.8 billion to early childhood programs, and the issue is a favorite on the campaign trail. But the prospect of universal preschool remains a distant and expensive dream. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Iowa State Senator Stacey Apple has five kids aged between 1 and 10, so she knows from early childhood. Now, as a first-term state lawmaker, Apple has helped Iowa take a big step toward expanding pre-K.
It doesn't matter what your income level, you can go to preschool for free.
Many states have been focusing on getting low-income kids into high-quality child care, but Stacey Apple says in Iowa, many middle-class families still can't afford high-quality daycare.
I've had continually phone calls, emails, letters thanking me because they were having to decide, I know it's important to send my child to preschool, but I don't know that we can afford it.
Iowa is also ensuring that subsidized child care includes qualified teachers. That's because a growing body of research shows that these programs bring big returns if they are of high quality. That evidence has convinced many skeptical lawmakers that money for pre-K is a smart investment, not just another expensive program. That logic has worked even in conservative states like South Dakota. There, State Senator Tom Dempster helped push through funding for a pre-K pilot program, the state's first tentative investment in subsidized pre-K.
It's not my intent, nor do I ever think that it would be South Dakota's intent to ever provide universal pre-K. We intend to target just those kids who wouldn't have the capacity to get pre-K on their own.
Other states with small initial investments jumped right in this year. Alabama doubled its pre-K commitment to $10 million. In New York, lawmakers and Governor Eliot Spitzer raised pre-K funding to nearly $500 million. Nationwide, these increases will boost access to pre-K by an additional 88,000 children. But pre-K is still far from universal. Stephanie Clothier of the National Conference of State Legislatures says many states still tread carefully because just authorizing a program opens up a bunch of new questions.
How do you implement it if you're really going to do a high-quality program? So that means, can you afford to pay the high-quality teacher? And how are you going to do that? Who's going to train them? What's your capacity to offer that?
And many programs authorized with much fanfare have then languished after funding stalled. That's why several states are now tying funding to the state's regular education budget to ensure a little more stability. Support for early childhood ed is pretty much de rigueur for nearly all the Democrats in the presidential campaign. John Edwards, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton practically fell over themselves during one debate as they tried to push support right up to age zero.
I actually agree with what Senator Biden said about early childhood, but I think we should start much earlier than 4 years of age.
Early childhood education, and John's exactly right, it starts from birth.
I have fought for more than 35 years for early childhood education.
Republican candidates have had little to say about pre-K. Eight states still have no pre-K programs. Idaho has been talking about the issue, but State Representative Stephen Thane says if daycare programs get funds, so should parents who take care of their kids at home.
The message that young mothers are hearing is that if you want your kids to really get ahead, you need to let professionals take care of them. I just don't believe that the pre-kindergarten is going to do what they said it would do.
Lawmakers in most states, however, say they're past debating whether early childhood ed is the right thing to do. The only question now is, how much can they afford? Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.